Nolte, three alleged rioters charged with terrorism in Oklahoma. By John Nolte on June 29, 2020. Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater has charged three alleged anti-police rioters with terrorism, rioting, and assault. "When you act like a terrorist, you will be treated like a terrorist," he said, adding, "This is not Seattle. We're not putting up with this lawlessness here. Hooray." The charges stem from a violent anti-police riot that broke out in Oklahoma City on May 30. Assailant Antonio Ortiz, 21, has been charged in two terrorism cases. He's charged with burning an Oklahoma County sheriff's van and then attempting to burn down a bail bonds office. Eric Christopher Ruffin, 26, is charged with calling for wanton destruction with respect to the burned sheriff's van. Authorities say Ruffin was caught on Facebook Live whipping up the crowd. Malachi Davis, 18, was charged with terrorism over damage done to CJ's bail bonds. He was apparently caught on video wearing bloody brass knuckles. About a dozen others were charged with rioting. One person, Saxon Weber, 26, has been charged with assault and battery of a police officer. Several people were carrying flags that were identified as belonging to the following groups: Antifa, Soviet Union, Communism, American Indian Movement, Anarcho-Communism, Solid Red, and the original Oklahoma flag, currently adopted by Oklahoma socialists, police reported in their court briefings. From the sound of it, most of these suspects were eventually caught due to all the videos posted on social media. Naturally, the utterly useless ACLU is upset. Get this, the far-left organization that no longer defends basic liberties like free speech called the charges excessive, politically based, and upsetting. Ah, the charges are upsetting. What a bunch of babies. The definition of terrorism is pretty simple: the use of violence or the threat of violence, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political goals. So if you are destroying property and running around with bloody brass knuckles in pursuit of political goals, as these three allegedly were, it is all pretty cut and dried. What's more, we have all seen what happens when you don't treat these thugs like the criminals they are. Weakness invites aggression. As the man who filed the terrorism charges said, "This is not Seattle." Obviously, he's referring to the Seattle Chaz. A six-block area the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter seized a few weeks ago, and were allowed to buy that city's feckless Democrat mayor. The police even went so far as to abandon one of their station houses. This happened in America and in an American city, and in an area with hundreds of businesses and residences, who are now all at the mercy of these lawless gangsters. Despite the ongoing lawlessness in the Chaz, including shootings, and despite the mayor finally coming to her senses and calling last week for the Chaz to be dismantled, it is still in place. If you don't enforce the law, the lawless will take full advantage. And the only people who are hurt in that situation are the most vulnerable, who are stuck in the lawless zones. On top of the stress and fear of living in a neighborhood where criminals are emboldened, your property values are devastated, and in America, our homes are our primary investments. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.